Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I have a fun show in store, as I always do. First up today, we are going to be talking to the number one leadership program in the world. Not just our town, your town, around here, but the whole planet. The entire Earth. We're going to get down and get funky. You know, it's my job to try and bring people that I find amusing, people that I think that can help you in your life, in your struggles in business, until you don't have to struggle anymore. A lot of that comes through gaining good wisdom and getting sage advice from great people. So our guest today is a gentleman named Rob Schallenberger. He's the CEO of this company. The company is Becoming Your Best Global Leadership, becomingyourbest.com. They have a national bestseller, Becoming Your Best, The 12 Principles of Highly Successful Leaders. And we're going to talk about that, how that can help you entrepreneurs. This is like, do what they do and you may succeed. It's pretty simple stuff, because it's like if you want to, like when I go fishing, I watch the guys that are coming back with the big fish. And so the next time I go out, I'm like, hey, I'm going to follow that guy, see where he goes, and talk to him maybe. Maybe he'll give me some secrets. Sure enough, it's funny. And Rob's on the line. Rob Schallenberger, welcome to the show. I went fishing one time, and I decided to hire a really, really good guide, salmon fishing, because salmon are not easy to catch. And the guy, he's got this bait, and he goes, yeah, I soak it in, you know, something. I can't remember what it was. It was like something bizarre, some spice. And I go, wow, that's wild. He says, yeah, because, you know, fish smell to us. And he goes, guess what? To fish, we smell to them. They don't like the way we smell. And he puts on his rubber gloves. He goes, so I don't touch the fish with my hands. He goes, I've soaked them in this. And then he goes, and the fish are about 8 feet off the bottom. So we got to know where the bottom is all the time and be adjusting. And it's like, and I was thinking to myself, this guy's brilliant. So as soon as we put our lines in the water, we all hooked up, and he just smiled. He says, I told you. So I think this is life. If we can do what the winners, the leaders of these big companies that are winning, if we can all do these things, maybe we can win too. So let me just tell the world a little bit about you, by the way. Rob Schallenberger is one of the world's leading authorities on leadership and execution. He's trained and coached hundreds of companies around the world to include many Fortune 500 organizations. But here's the cool part, everybody. I've already talked to him a little bit, so I know him just a little bit. He served as an F-16 fighter pilot and in the Air Force One. And then you did this for like 11 years, right?
Yeah, 11 years.
You're an animal. I mean, you know, most guys, most entrepreneurs, they get into business and it's like, you know, well, what have you done? Oh, man, I went to the School of Hard Knocks. That's my story. I raced some cars. I did this. I did. You're an F-16 fighter pilot. That's wild.
Well, first of all, Alan, thank you for allowing me to be on this show. What amazing listeners you have. What an amazing thing you're doing. And it's an honor to be with you on this show. And I'm hopeful that some of the things that I might be able to share could be helpful to some of these entrepreneurs who are building their businesses or pivoting in their current businesses.
Right.
And, you know, you say an animal having flown the S-16, we all have different journeys in life and different things we do. And this happened to be mine. And it was an amazing journey, something that certainly transformed my life and had some pretty cool experiences in the process. So we all have different journeys, and that happened to be mine.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service, because, you know, this world's a crazy place. And guys like you, you know, that took some intense study and some intense focus to be able to do that. I salute, you know, where you have been getting to where you are today. I mean, if you guys are considered, you and your dad and this whole thing that you are doing, you're considered number one in the world. That's an amazing thing. But most of the time when you kind of peel back the onion, you don't see such beautiful things as, you know, what you have done in your life. And I admire it greatly. So let me do this. I have to take a break because we're on national radio, everybody. We have national radio show as well as podcast. So many people listen to this show on our podcast, and thanks to Entrepreneur, it's out all over the whole world. But we're also on like 35 radio stations, and they're saying, get off, just take a break, hurry up. All right, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Is Entrepreneur Weekly. I am an entrepreneur. And if you are an entrepreneur, a wantrepreneur, if you're sick and tired of that job and you want to get into business for yourself, you know, you can buy a franchise too. The old saying is be in business for yourself, but not by yourself with a franchise. But one thing you should definitely do is to seek out the principles of highly successful leadership. And the book that Rob and his dad have put together, Rob Schallenberger, is Becoming Your Best, the 12 Principles of Highly Successful Leadership. And Rob, maybe you could talk about the book and what you guys do at Becoming Your Best and your leadership program, becomingyourbest.com.
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. And let's just start building on your analogy, because your fishing analogy was spot on. You know, if you want to be a world-class fisherman, you don't just buy the equipment, run into the river and start fishing and just hope. You know, eventually you can certainly get there, but it's going to cost a lot of time, energy, and experience. You hire a great guide, you know, right, someone that you can learn from along the way. And really that's what this book is. And in large measure, the success or failure of an entrepreneur or leader depends on who they bring into their life and really their leadership. And so many entrepreneurs, you know, in that fishing analogy, they jump in and then wonder if they have what it takes or if they're going to succeed.
Right.
You know, they start to see how difficult it is. And even when you start to grow, there's a whole different phase of the business from that startup to the growth phase. And it's a completely different animal. And so we've invested 40 years of research. My dad started this in the 70s. We spent thousands of hours, interviewed hundreds of people, invested more than $2 million. And our theory was that if we could identify what sets apart great leaders and high-performing teams, the top 10% of high-performing teams, and if there were certain things that they did, certain principles, and if we could identify them and then teach others, that would be monumental. It'd be huge. And that's exactly what happened is we identified these 12 principles of highly successful leaders. And the truth is, I mean, yes, we wrote it, but this is a must-read for anybody building their own business. If you're a leader, you should read this book, because these are the 12 principles and areas of focus that great leaders have focused on to help them achieve that success. Just like you saying, you know, you put the bait, you know, in this little concoction, and that's going to help attract the fish.
Right.
How many years did it take for him to learn that particular tip? So for example, do you mind if I just share a couple of these principles and how it might impact an entrepreneur?
Do it. We've got plenty of time. I think you're an important guy, and I think you can teach us a lot with all the discipline that you have in your life, being an F-16 fighter pilot and working. Did you say you were a pilot for Air Force One for a while too?
No, I didn't fly Air Force One. For Air Force One, I was part of the advanced team. So we would go out 2 weeks in front of Air Force One and get everything ready for them. And that was incredible, you know, to a G20 summit in Korea, going in and out of LA and shutting down LAX for 5 minutes, which is like an act of Congress.
Right. Wow. Well, I mean, listen,
that's what I did with them.
If our country put that much trust in you with these F-16s and the Air Force One, we're going to put a whole bunch of trust in you today to teach us some of the stuff. The book that you and your dad have worked on and this teaching. And I mean, it's like, that's what this show is about. So yes, go for it.
Well, yeah. So let me just share a couple of these then and see what impact they might have.
Okay.
And you know, you asked about these principles. We've also spent years developing the tools and processes help leaders and teams master the principle. And for example, we met with the president of Rwanda, 200 entrepreneurs there in that country. We met with the senior leadership of the Dallas Cowboys multiple times, and we have tours going in India and Africa and so on. And to see the power of them is amazing to watch, relatively simple yet very rarely practiced. So as an example, principle number two is to lead with a vision. Now, if an entrepreneur is going to start their business, or even if they're well into it, if their current reality is out of alignment with their vision, there's always going to be a feeling of discontentment. Something's going to be missing. They're never going to feel fulfilled, no matter how much money they make, if their current reality is out of alignment with their vision. So a person needs to have a destination, or in other words, a vision, in order to develop a plan. And in our experience, less than 1% of people have a written personal vision. And so to develop that becomes a very powerful internal guide and force. From the team perspective, as you build a team, especially as an entrepreneur, a clear vision provides leadership in the absence of supervision. It gives the team a direction. They're not left to just do what they think is best. They have an alignment, and there's a focus and energy that comes with that in the results on the back end.
So what if you write it down? In other words, you said lead with a vision, written personal vision. What if you don't write it down? Because I've always felt that I had a vision, but I've never written it down. And I say that, and then my team would go, no, we have that written down. That's our company mission statement. And, you know, it's like, so let's talk about that on the other side. But I want to know, is it important to write it down and why? We're talking with Rob Schallenberger. He is with his father, got something very special. Their book, Becoming Your Best, The 12 Principles of Highly Successful Leaders. We'll be right back with more.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, I'm Alan Taylor, and I am talking with Rob Schallenberger. And website for them, by the way, becomingyourbest.com. Look them up, him and his dad, Steve. It won't take you long to figure these guys have got some answers for you. The book that is out, there actually is a couple, and we're going to talk more about that too, but Becoming Your Best, The 12 Principles of Highly Successful Leaders. They've got a new one coming out for highly successful teens also. And hold on, let me scroll up here. The Transformation Challenge by Steve and Rob. We'll talk about that too. But I want to go back because I asked you a question on the other side there. The first thing you said was lead with a vision. Here, I wrote it down. Written personal vision. Is it important, you think, to write that vision down? Does it help you to get clarity? What is the purpose of writing it down? I mean, I have a vision, Rob. I have one. It's in my head. Should I write it down? Is it that important?
Statistically, a lot of people have thought about that and what it means to them. And it's in their mind, and there's these ideas and there's these intentions. Yet what you're taking are these intentions, and you're clarifying what they really look like. Because otherwise, intentions can shift, you know, based on emotion, the mood, the minute. Once you really clarify and articulate what that looks like, and by putting pen to paper, it's a form of mind mapping or brainstorming that really unlocks a part of the brain that otherwise would stay dormant.
Mind mapping.
There's this adage that says you will either lead a life by design or live a life by default. Ooh. And so one of the first things you can do as an entrepreneur is develop a clear vision for your team and company. What are you really trying to accomplish and achieve? Right. If it's that important for a business, then why wouldn't it be important for us personally? And writing it down cements it. It puts it in stone so that people know, and you know what it means to you. There's a power of coming back to it over and over. And if you take it a step further, you can't really develop plans effectively unless you know your destination. It's like flying a jet. Mm. If I take off and don't have a destination, where am I going to end up? Who knows?
Right. Well, see.
Once you have a clear vision that's written and in stone, and that may change over the course of 3 or 4 or 5 years, but that's the direction in your life. There's a power that comes to it.
Okay, so I'm going to call it having a flight plan.
Right. Yeah, flight plan. Well, that's exactly right. So once you have the vision, then you can set and develop the goals. And we invite people to do this in a unique way, which is to look at your different roles in life. You know, you as a father, as a CEO, as a spouse, what are those different roles? And what's your vision in that role long term? And what are your specific goals this year that are measurable? We don't use the words more or better. And how are you going to achieve that vision and make it a reality? And these are some of the things that the most successful people do. And less than 1% of people have a written vision. And I've been with, you know, I was with Hensel Felt in Orlando, the number one construction company in the world. And consistently, these are very accomplished people. Yet when they do this and they try it for oftentimes the first time in their life, over and over, the comment is, that was so powerful to simply take these thoughts that have been in my mind for so many years and put them on paper. And so you're exactly right, Alan. Having that written vision then allows you to do a lot of other things on the back end, such as setting those clear goals and milestones and prioritizing your time down to the weekly and daily level.
All right. So the reason why I ask that is because as an entrepreneur, I have always been one of these guys, and I think that this resonates with so many entrepreneurs that are listening to the show. I've always been one of these guys that I go with my gut feeling, and my gut is the most important thing. My head would talk to me, but my gut would agree or disagree. Once the alignment, the proper alignment happens where the head and the gut work together, then I move forward. And so I've not done this mind mapping the way you're describing it. So that's why for me, this is a bit of a fun exercise. And I hope that for many other people that are kind of the people that, you know, live life through the gut. And yes, I like to eat, so both ways. But the point is that—
Well, and Alan, what you brought up is a great point. And that is what you're doing with writing a personal vision down, is you're aligning both of those, the mind and the gut, that internal instinct.
Yeah.
And putting it down to give that clear direction. And there's a real power that comes internally from that. And as an entrepreneur, you take what's good and can make it even better.
So number one, lead with a vision, written personal vision, mind mapping, flight plan. These are the little things I'm writing down. I totally get it. And it's, for me, this is going to be fun because I'm going to now do some of this stuff. Now, the other book you have, by the way, and then we're going to continue walking through some of this. I want some more of these tips, you might say. The Transformation Challenge, you and your father wrote. A new approach to winning in business and life. It's funny because so many people, again, entrepreneurs, ambitious people, people that want to make it ahead in life. And unfortunately, if you don't have virtues and values and principles built into that, life built into that, then you'll do anything to get that dollar. And what do they say? The root of all evil is the love of money. So don't make money your aim. Make doing a great job at whatever it is your aim, the money will follow. So I like how you put in there, you know. But tell me about the Transformation Challenge book.
Good. Well, the way that came about, and it's a great question, Alan, because, you know, we've had the chance now to train organizations around the world to do different keynotes with Becoming Your Best and helping organizations build high-performing teams and develop great leaders at every level. And that's given us a unique opportunity to really look behind the curtains into a lot of organizations. You know, many that you would recognize, such as the Dallas Cowboys and Charles Schwab and many others, and see what's happening internally in the organizations, what's working and what's not.
Right.
You know, how do you build a successful business? And one of the observations that we made, and particularly coming from the fighter pilot background, is that in 50 different companies that we looked at a lot closer in depth, did not have a specific way to plan or problem solve.
All right, hold tight, hold tight.
And so you had people all over the map as far as, you know, here's a problem or an issue. How do you address it? How do you solve it? Yeah. And it could be from anything small to something, you know, major.
All right. Hold it. We got to take a break. The commercials are going to run us over. You podcast people don't have to hear the commercials, but the rest of the world does. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Talking with Rob Schallenberger, CEO, Becoming Your Best Global Leadership, becomingyourbest.com. A couple of books, New York Times, our national bestseller, Becoming Your Best, The 12 Principles of Highly Successful Leadership. And the second book, The Transformation Challenge, A New Approach to Winning in Business and Life. F-16 fighter pilot. I mean, who doesn't love getting advice like this from an F-16 fighter pilot? This is good stuff. I know, absolutely without a shadow of a doubt, having a dad like your dad, Steve Schallenberger, doing this for 40 years, the majority of your life, hasn't hurt you. But adding to it this 11 years of F-16, you know, pilot and in being in the military and going to college and and all of that, it's like makes you a bit of a superhuman, but you're just a regular guy, which I love that about you. You're a nice man, your father of four, teenage kids. And then you told me, we're going to come back because I'm going to give you this whole hour. Teens, you've got a book coming out for teens because you've got a couple. And I thank you for this, by the way, because all these same principles, the earlier we learn them in life, the better, everybody. So can you give me just a second on this new book coming?
Yeah, and it's funny that we're talking about it here because we really haven't talked about it anywhere else yet. It's not going to happen until November, December.
That's all right.
And you know, one of the things that we've, you know, we just talked about how there are certain things that make great leaders great. Well, having worked with all of these different organizations, you'll have people, mid-level managers, senior executives in their 40s and their 50s, and they'll say, if I would have just been doing these things 20 years ago, what a difference it would have made in their life.
I know.
So these are their comments.
Yeah.
And what they started asking for is, you know what, I've got a 15-year-old son. I would love to be able to give him something like this. You know, is this something that he could do? And we started hearing that over and over and over again. And we started looking at our school system and realizing, you know, there's some serious flaws in the current education system.
Yeah.
These are not being taught. They're not even being taught in college, these principles. And I always wondered, why is it not being taught in college and even my MBA? Why did I not learn it there? Why did no professor ever teach these? And so, yeah, we've just finished taking these 12 principles now and converting them to something that could be understood and used by a teenager. And we've developed the curriculum that's going to go along for it. So for select schools, whether private or public, they actually have a curriculum that go for an entire semester that will help them with their students focus on those 12 principles throughout the semester. So that each person, each student, each teenager has a written personal vision, specific roles and goals, that they know how to communicate effectively, that they're accountable, that they have this never give up or no quit attitude. These are the things that inherently will make a successful entrepreneur or leader or father or mother or, you know, however else you want to define that.
You know, I got to tell you, one of the things I like to ask people on this show and interviews I've done, and I don't do it all the time, but is what advice would you give your younger self? And it's so funny that, you know, it's like, God, if we could just give our kids that advice, we wouldn't have to be asking those questions to people later on because they would have been those successful 20-something people. So I'm very happy. Thank you for putting this together for young people. And I want to give one, you know, to my kids. Now, my youngest is 18. He's about to be 19. And my oldest is 30. And I feel like that I've given my kids a lot of great advice, opportunity. My wife has called me the hammer because I'm hard on them. I mean, I'm exceedingly hard on them. I couldn't find any tools to give them at the time except, you know, what I had learned along the way. And if I had to give myself advice, it would have been to read these kind of books like Becoming Your Best, The 12 Principles of Highly Successful Leaders. But, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, I'm almost 60. When I was a kid, I don't know that there was that much of this out there. Now, my dad is a bit of a guru kind of guy. He wrote a book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. And so, you know, back when I was a young guy, it was all very in the spiritual realm, which is great, right? But there wasn't that much of this going around. Now, Entrepreneur Magazine and some of these great magazines and companies like Becoming Your Best, you guys are out there today to help change this world. So this is just so good. That's why I love doing this show. I'm just a regular guy. I'm a workaday Joe. I don't come at it, you know, with really much of an education at all. So I try and bring the everyday workaday Joe personality to this radio show and ask scholarly guys like yourself kind of basic questions so that we don't talk over the heads of the regular Joe guy and or woman. Because to me, we feel stupid when we hear you smart people talking, if you know what I'm saying.
First of all, I would classify myself as a regular old Joe as well.
I know. Well, that's because, you know, that you're not arrogant like that. But I mean, the regular person, I love this, you know, this format because we don't know who's listening. Young, old, big, small, wealthy, poor. We don't know who's listening. Educated, uneducated. So I try to make sure that it works for everybody. But I mean, these principles, the thing that I love about them is that they mostly start with common sense. The bad part is that the common sense is not so common anymore. It doesn't exist, you know, everywhere.
Well, that's exactly it. And do you mind if I go back to answer your question about the Transformation Challenge? Because what you just said is why we wrote that book.
Do it.
What you just said is so key. What seems simple, a CEO recently said that after a seminar with his team. He said, you know, on the outside, some of these things seem so simple, yet they're so rarely practiced in our personal lives and in our organizations. And he is exactly right. And with the Transformation Challenge, you know, I mentioned that we had seen inside and looked inside and observed 50 different organizations and that there was not a process to problem solve or to plan and execute everyone was just doing it based upon their background.
Right.
And this was causing a lot of frustration, heartache. And if you look at an entrepreneur, you know, how many issues they have. I've got to launch this product. How do I do it? I've got to do this. How do I do it? So we developed the 6 steps to planning and execution and brought all of this experience from the fighter pilot world, leveraged it with my dad's experience and all of his experience in building businesses, and developed this powerful 6-step process that will help anyone develop a powerful plan and execute effectively on that plan, and then be able to debrief and generate lessons learned to repeat future successes and eliminate failures.
Would you do me a favor? Would you walk through those 6 steps kind of in a short version in the next segment?
Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right. I'm doing it. Taking a break. That's what we're doing in the next segment. You're going to get 6 steps for this transformation challenge that we are all on. Don't think you're not on it out there in the radio world. You want to transform yourself and be a better person and a better business person, a better husband, father, friend, businessman, or woman. Hopefully, Rob Schallenberger and his dad, with their books and their processes and systems and fighter pilot stuff, can help. We'll be right back. Entrepreneur Weekly, this song is from the Foo Fighters. It's called Learn to Fly. You're about to learn to fly from an F-16 fighter pilot, Rob Schallenberger. BecomingYourBest.com. Some great books. Number one in the world for, global leadership, teaching people how to lead. So the transformation challenge, 6 steps. If you give us like a minute each, maybe we can do some good for folks, including myself. Go for it.
Yeah, and I can even shorten it from that. So let's just use a couple examples. The reason we called it the transformation challenge is because it can transform any issue from problem, place of no hope, challenge, to winning solution.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you can take anything. You walk them through that 6-step process, can help a person walk out with a plan in hand on how to solve it. So just as a 30-second example, our good friend Crystal is the current CEO of Flying J International, who partnered with Pilot Truck Stops.
Right.
She almost lost her company. Her CFO came to her one day and said, we need to come up with about $400 million in the next 30 days or we're out of business.
Whew.
You know, you can imagine being in that scenario. That's a place of no hope. That's when you want to just curl up in the fetal position and
yeah.
Try to make everything go away. And so you're faced with this decision. What do you do? Well, she went through these 6 steps, and we use her as one of the examples in the book, and they helped her save a $1 billion company by following that process.
Wow.
If a person has a challenge in their marriage, if they're trying to find funding for their startup, if you're trying to figure out a way to be disruptive, or you have a supplier or manufacturing issue, take the transformation challenge, go through the 6-step process and see what you come up with on the back end of the plan. It'll be amazing. Step number one is we always start with the vision.
Okay.
And so the question is, what is the vision? For this particular issue, what is the vision? So if you think about how most people approach an issue, most people start with the problem. It's the exact wrong place to start.
Oh.
You know, you shift the field from the problem to the vision. You go from a place of no energy or low energy to hope and solutions. And it aligns. Step number two is, what is the current reality? So you're trying to take a snapshot of where are things right now. So I would invite anyone who's listening to this, either radio or podcast, to take the biggest issue in your life and think about what that is right now. It could be personal or professional. What is the vision for it? Step two is, what is the current reality? You know, if you were just to objectively say, here's where we are today, what does that look like? Now, if there's a gap between your vision and your current reality, you need to figure out why there's a gap. And that's step three, which is to identify why. What's the real issue that's causing that gap? Because if we don't identify the real issue causing the gap, a person can develop a fabulous plan, but it doesn't ever address the real issue. It's like the Space Shuttle Challenger. If they would have just fixed the O-ring, which was just a symptom of the problem that caused the explosion, there would have been another accident down the road. Instead, what they found was the real issue was that NASA did not have a go, no, go, no process in place.
Mm.
So there wasn't anyone who could have stopped that launch along the way. That was the real issue.
Right.
So they developed a really comprehensive go, no, go process rather than just biting off on the O-ring, which is a symptom. So what is the real issue causing the gap between your vision and current reality? And step four is where it gets fun. This is where you come up with ideas and solutions. So what are the potential ideas, solutions And it's a brainstorm.
Say it again.
Or it's
now.
A mind map if you're doing this personally. So if it's a relationship, this is where you come up with ideas. How do we achieve the vision? How do we address that issue that's causing the gap?
All right. Give me one couple of words there. I'm struggling with four. Number four is, again, what?
So four is, what are the best options?
Okay, options.
It's a brainstorm to identify all the options or potential solutions that would address the real issue causing the gap and that would help you achieve the vision.
Okay.
So this is where it gets fun. Once you've identified the issue, and that's the hardest part for most people. I mean, I've done planning workshops where it sometimes will take an hour or two to get to the real issue. And so that's step four, is what are the best options? And then step five is taking those options, prioritizing them, and developing your specific action plan of who will do what by when. And you want to look at some of the threats and resources that may apply to that plan. Ultimately, what you need, though, is who, what, when.
Right.
And that's your action plan. And then step six is something that very few people think about, and that is to evaluate and debrief the results. And as a fighter pilot, one of the things that we would do after every flight is debrief. And the whole purpose you have a debrief is to generate lessons learned so that a person can repeat successes and eliminate failures. And it's just like that fishing guide.
Yeah.
He had learned certain tricks that he could then pass on. Those were lessons learned. Well, step six is the same thing. How do you generate lessons learned and say, have we now accomplished the vision? If so, what lessons did we learn that we can apply to the future? If we haven't accomplished the vision, then we go back through the process again, and it's like this circle until we accomplish the vision.
Right.
And so as an entrepreneur, to have this skill set of the six-step process to transform your business, and I've just really given it the nutshell look, but it gives you a way to take any issue and really transform it into a coherent plan that could align you and an entire team.
I want to know how much of that comes from your fighter pilot training.
Yeah, a fair amount of it. So,
because it feels that way. It does. It feels that way, you know? It's awesome, actually.
It's really amazing because there's nothing else like it out there in the world. You know, some of these organizations, you say, well, they've got it all figured out. No, that's not true. They've lost hundreds, and I'm going to say hundreds of millions of dollars in some cases.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a process.
Yeah.
And as an entrepreneur, to have something like that at the beginning or even in the growth phase, rather than waiting until you're dealing like with the Flying J type issue.
Right.
Is very empowering.
All right. Well, let me take another break. We've got one more segment with Rob Schallenberger. The website, if you want to check this out, is becomingyourbest.com. We just went through the six-step challenge from the Transformation Challenge. Start with a vision. What is the current reality? Identify why. What are the best options? Prioritize who, what, when. Evaluate and debrief. Lesson learned. Lessons learned. This is just good stuff. Good stuff from a fighter pilot teaching us how to be business people. This doesn't get any better. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Rob Schallenberger is joining us, the CEO of Becoming Your Best Global Leadership, becomingyourbest.com. The book on the newsstands, Becoming Your Best, the 12 Principles of Highly Successful Leaders, and also the Transformation Challenge, a new approach to winning in business and life. We just went through the six-step process, pure brilliance, and He's got a little offer for our listeners. They have a special code. You guys, they have an event coming up. You can check it out if you want. But real quickly, before we get to that, first of all, thanks for the time. Again, thank you for your service to our country. And this is further service to our country, which is giving, I think, you know, flight plan, I guess you might say, to so many of us that are flying blind. Rob, do you have any other maybe tips for entrepreneurs? And then, of course, you can tell them about this event coming up if they want to attend.
Yeah, and thank you again, Alan. What you're doing is so amazing. I'm so impressed with you. We had the chance to visit for a few minutes prior, and I've just been so impressed with you from the moment that we talked.
I'm just a knucklehead, man. I'm just like everybody else out there. Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, You're welcome. Yeah. To answer your question, you know, there is one thing, and I know we only have a few minutes. This is a big deal for entrepreneurs. 480,000 out of approximately 600,000 businesses that are started this year will be gone in 10 years. That's a 70% failure rate. And we've lost millions. We've made millions. We want to help 20 people out there become millionaires, build a successful business, and achieve their dreams, not just financially, across every aspect. Because we've learned some big lessons. And one of those is, in entrepreneurship, it's very tempting. And we call it the formula, FFF, formula for failure, to go from idea to execution. And if you watch Shark Tank, you see this happen all the time, where people say, I have an idea. Boom, we go out and test it. And who knows what's going to happen? The one thing we've learned is that no business plan will survive first contact with the customer.
Right, right.
And so most people, I'd say most entrepreneurs, will go from idea to execution. It's very tempting for all of us. Even someone that has an established business, if they're thinking of how to pivot to stay relevant and be disruptive, it's very tempting to try a new idea and just go out there and try executing. And it's the exact wrong thing to do. It's a formula for failure.
Right.
Versus, this is why we created the Breakthrough Entrepreneur Conference. We only do this once a year because of all the other things that are happening that we've been talking about. But we saw a huge need for it. So we developed this entrepreneur conference. It's 2 days, and we figured there are seven keys that if they can hit these seven keys as an entrepreneur, will help them be successful. And we call it an FFS, Formula for Success. It's a blueprint. It's an entrepreneur playbook. So instead of going from idea to execution, an entrepreneur can take an idea. And the second key is you go to an idea decision tree, and how do you vet the idea to make sure it's good? So, you know, the classic entrepreneur will have all these ideas. How do you objectively put them into a matrix to see which is the best idea to go after?
Right. All right. Now, let me ask
you. How do you go out?
I know you had an offer for our listeners, a special offer. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll just finish this one thought and then get into that. So you take these ideas. How do you have a process that you can go through rather than just winging it and going from idea to execution? So you go from idea, a process, and then execution. And it's a totally different way to approach a business. And so for, you know, this particular group, we developed a code, and it's simply podcast, a simple coupon code called podcast. And I thought, Alan, you know, here's a chance to be in front of a lot of entrepreneurs at every level. And so for the first 20, we're only going to allow 20. It's normally a $1,200 deal. If anyone would like to come, go to our website, becomingyourbest.com, click on programs, and then the Breakthrough Entrepreneur Conference. And instead of being $1,200, it'll take it down to just $197 for you.
Okay. Thank you.
And we can only do this for 20 people, right? You know, because we just can't fill the whole room with that type of a discount.
Sure.
Being this is such a unique audience, our goal is to help build millionaires and help people be successful across every area of their life. We've experienced the highs and the lows, as you have, Alan, and there are things you can do that set you up with that formula for success rather than having to go through the school of hard knocks and feeling what it's like to lose a business and lose a lot of your life in the process.
No, agreed. First of all, thank you. It's, you know, anybody can spend a couple hundred bucks to go to an event like this. And if they have an idea or if they want to be, you know, become an entrepreneur, this is probably a fantastic way to do it. Again, becomingyourbest.com. And the code is simply the word podcast. Even though this is a national broadcast, it'll go to podcast. Many of you are probably listening right now on podcast. So, Rob Schallenberger, thank you so much for the great advice, the steps, the information, and your service to our great country. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you so much, Alan. Appreciate you.
All right. That's about it for me this week. Until next time, toodles.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.